Hi, I'm Felicia, and you're listening to episode 202, A Five Song Set. Sorry about last month. There were some medical things going on that just made it too overwhelming to get the show done. Anyway, in this episode, I have five songs that aren't all exactly folk, but they're at least dancing around folk close enough to reach out and touch it. I hope you enjoy them. We're going to start off with Güerita by Pancho Villa's Skull. When I heard from Tino from the group, he said, "We're a mariachi punk band from Pontiac, Michigan, consisting of two brothers. I, Tino, started the project in 2010 after playing in different punk and ska bands around Detroit, and I wanted to do something that incorporated traditional Mexican music. Rolando joined the group later after finishing college in Chicago and moving back to Michigan." Okay, so I low-key tricked him into being in the band. I asked him to play percussion for a show, then I told him he was in the band. It worked out. Rolando, as well as doing percussion in the band, also produces a lot of our recordings. We're currently working on a new record. We've released a couple of the songs that will be on the new record on Bandcamp. So, the song was inspired by something that happened in Mexico. I was walking with my wife Danielle through the border town of Nuevo Progreso, Tamaulipas. There was a lot of kids there that shined shoes on the street trying to make some cash. So we were walking and I heard one of the kids say something in Spanish like, "That guy is doing all right if he's married to that güerita." Güerita, güerush, güerush. It's a very Mexican word for a white person. It's not derogatory at all. It was cute and I told Danielle and she thought it was funny. So I wrote this kind of silly cumbias love song about it. I love it. Also, I apologize for my accent. They've got a ton of songs for Name Your Price download on Bandcamp, including a lot of new music. So if you want to hear more, check them out via the show notes. Here is Güerita by Pancho Villa's Skull.
Oye, güerita con ojos de canela, ¿quieres casar conmigo? Robaste mi corazón y sin ti no puedo vivir. Y sin ti no puedo vivir. Y sin ti no puedo vivir. Güerita, güerita, solo no me dejes. Güerita, güerita, no otra vez. Güerita, güerita, don't leave me alone. Conmigo robaste mi corazón y sin ti no puedo vivir y sin ti no puedo vivir y sin ti no puedo vivir güerita güerita solo no me dejes güerita güerita no otra vez güerita güerita don't leave me alone güerita güerita ay mi corazón mi corazón. Thank you.
That was Doris and Winnie by the Crooked Fiddle Band. When I heard from Gordon from the group, he said this track is a bit different to our normal stuff and was part of an idea our drummer Joe had during COVID lockdown, to each individually write a family-based track, and this is Jess's. Jess is Jess Randall, and on the Bandcamp page for the song, Jess says, "Doris and Winnie were sisters who grew up in the south of England. Doris, the elder sister, was my grandma. She had passed away by the time I first traveled to the UK and met her younger sister, Winnie. I was amazed by how similar Winnie was to Doris in both looks and mannerisms. Doris was stoic and slightly pessimistic, but with a great sense of humor. She was always calm, except when encountering Australian cockroaches. I adored her and always hoped I could emulate some of her traits. Winnie had a lot of the same old-fashioned English sayings in her repertoire, but her manner was more lighthearted. She told me about how during the war, she and Doris often went out dancing with the soldiers on their last night in civilization before they went to fight. She said that you just tried to give them all as good a time as possible because a lot of them would be going to die. Sometimes you'd get letters from some of them later, other times you wouldn't, and you'd know that that was bad news. I imagined that this was like the kind of music they would have enjoyed dancing to, and I sent the tune to Winnie a few months after I came back home." There's a bunch more to the story, which is totally worth reading. As for the group, their bio says, "Forming in Sydney, Australia in 2006, the Crooked Fiddle Band quickly made a name for themselves in the local live music scene, mixing blasts of fiery folk with the intense atmosphere and detail of post and prog rock, resulting in a multi-layered, complex, and ecstatic hybrid they dubbed Chainsaw Folk. For their four albums, including their June 2024 release, The Free Wild Wind and Songs of Birds, they say, to give the albums extra grit, the band devised an analog fuzz box, recording the double bass through an amp with a snare drum in front, its wires rattling, to create a buzzsaw effect, heard throughout the entire album. The acoustic guitar and cittern were also reamped through a cranked Fender 68 custom Vibralux to add some grainy tube warmth. While the buzzsaw part may sound extreme, I can say that the effect is subtle, and their new album is quite beautiful." Up next, we have Back to Morning by Daniel Christian. When I heard from Daniel, he said, "Back to Morning was written in partnership with the University of Nebraska's Rural Futures Institute back in 2013. The song has a fondness, maybe even a longing for youth, but it also looks forward. I grew up in a small Midwestern community called Tecumseh, Nebraska. I guess I had a pretty idyllic childhood, really, so it's easy for me to get nostalgic about my hometown. I've written about it a lot." The recording was produced by Mark Hansen and Eric Medley at Your Working Boy Studios in Lincoln, Nebraska, during the summer of 2013, then released in November of that year on an EP called Familiar Ground. There's a video for the song, which you can find via the show notes. Also, if you'd like to hear more and you happen to be in Nebraska, Daniel is playing a bunch of shows, so check out his homepage or Facebook for more information. Now, here is Back to Morning by Daniel Christian.
Sunrise from the roof of any home. We were all children here in a simpler time. I don't want to let it go. I remember when our busiest streets brought business downtown. you'll still get smiles on the highway from all the people you meet if you can spare the time to slow down. Oh,
That was Hector the Hero, performed by the Tilbrook Trio. When I heard from Jane from the group, she said, "This tune was written in 1903 by James Scott Skinner, a well-known Scottish composer who was a friend of Hector's. It is a slow tune, a lament in fact, written after Hector's death." Hector the Hero was Hector MacDonald, who was the son of a crofter in East Scotland. He joined the British Army at a young age and was promoted quickly through the ranks. During a very distinguished career where he was the hero of many battles, he became a Knight of the Realm and Queen Victoria's favorite Major General. He was celebrated as a hero in Scotland and particularly revered in the Highlands from whence he came. When serving in Sri Lanka, he was accused of homosexuality and sadly, rather than face a court-martial, he committed suicide. There has been some doubt about the accusations leveled at him and whether he was the victim of a plot fabricated by an English establishment wanting to remove a Gaelic-speaking general who was suggesting army reforms. The group, the Tilbrook Trio, is named after the fiddle player Lorraine Tilbrook. We liked the alliteration of the name. The other members are Jane Stokes, who plays the Celtic harp, an ancient instrument of Scotland, and Bob Rowley, who plays the Scottish small pipes. We think these three instruments work really well together, although balancing the sound can present some problems. We haven't done any more recordings since 2018, but we meet every week to play the music we love. Jane is a harmony person and enjoys creating harmony lines that weave around the tune. Unfortunately, she is moving to another area of the country, so the group will disband soon, but I know all the musicians will carry on playing the folk music that is in their blood. You can find more of those recordings on Bandcamp. Now, before we go, Five Song Set is recorded under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, so you can share it but not sell it or change it. All the rights to the songs are held by the musicians. The show notes, which you can find on the Five Song Set website, contain links to all the bands and songs in this podcast, as well as lots of additional information. I'd like to thank the musicians featured here for giving me permission to use their songs, because without them, this podcast wouldn't be possible. I'd like to thank Alexander Petersky for the theme music. If you like one of the bands you heard here, go like them on social media. You can find a link in the show notes and it'll help them out. If you would like to let me know what you think about the podcast, drop me an email at fivesongset@gmail.com or comment on Facebook. You can subscribe to the podcast by following the instructions on the website or by going to the Apple Music Store. Last up, we have Za Kulisso by Karel Vepcek. A few months ago, back in episode 197, I played another song by Karel Vepcek. This one is from a bit later. They are both off a box set put out by the awesome Czech music label Indiescope. The series begins with home recordings made between 1987 and 1990. The second album continues the transcription of cassette archives from the same years. The third CD moves us to Kutnora in 1986, and the final CD has songs from some of Vepcek's bands. This song is off the third CD, and since I don't have much else to say about Vepcek, let me tell you a bit about Kutnora. I visited there before moving to Russia, and while the cathedral called St. Barbara's Church is quite lovely, and the silver mine tour was cool, the most memorable part of the trip was Sedlitz Ossuary. Ossuaries are containers or sites for storing bones, and this was a Catholic chapel that was decorated with bones. While the chandelier and all the other bone decorations were a bit creepy, what really blew my mind was that it was the most metal, in the music sense, thing I could possibly imagine. Like the most heavy metal band art, and yet no one was shouting that you were going to hell for thinking it was cool. The idea that good Catholics set it up and that it was okay was way more creepy than a pile of skulls. So there you go. For now, here is Za Kulisso by Karel Vepcek.
Za kulisso štěstí svět roztrhaných šál nesmyslných nástupů do kašpárkovských rolí. Za kulisu štěstí, kdo se jednou podíval, už už nemůže brát vážně na jevišti cokoliv. Už nemůže. Už nemůže. Nemůže, nemůže, nemůže. Jsou štěstí hrstka dělníků, co jí každý večer bourá, každý ráno staví. Pro kulisu štěstí pár obětních beránků, skoro každodenně riskuje svý zdraví za peníze. Peníze, peníze. Za peníze sbírou, obslouží žaludek a tak už pravidelně popadají do dluhů. Za peníze sbírou si obstarají lék proti husí kůži a nedůvěře k Bohu. Za peníze husí kůže. Z převleků nutný při sledování her před kulisou štěstí, na těle husí kůži a život na krku, kterým stále nikdo nepomáhá nesti, stále nikdo. Nikdo, nikdo, nikdo. Za peníze husí kůže. Už nemůže. Už nemůže. Nemůže, nemůže, nemůže. Roztrhaných šál, nesmyslných nástupů do kašpárkovských rolí. Za kulisu štěstí, kdo se jednou podíval, už nemůže brát vážně na jevišti cokoliv. Už nemůže.
Until next time, this is Felicia signing off from Lisbon in Portugal. 5 Song Sec.